Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me for another soccer player interview. Today I have a junior from Brook Memorial, Izzy Hernandez. Izzy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
To get started, do you play club soccer right now?
Yeah, I do. I play for Jersey Boca with Coach Sal and, well, Sal Colino and Guy Lockwood. I don't know if you know Coach Sal, actually. He's the coach at OCC for the boys' side.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I don't. Any recent tournaments?
We just got back from Baltimore Mania last week. We won.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff like in Maryland going on this past weekend. Because I know some of the PDA teams were down there, and which is good. Good to be back out there. Talking about COVID and everything, last year when COVID hit, and all of a sudden you're virtual learning. How did you find that adjustment? Did you find that difficult or?
Not at all. I found it better for me. I was able to like work on my own time, my own pace. So like lessons I already knew, like what I was doing was like 10 minutes long instead of like waiting the full block, 15 minutes in school.
So Brick really let the kids determine their own time management. You didn't really have to be on like Google Meets for all day and whatnot, right?
Just history was like almost every day, but other times they're just supposed to work and just completed it by the end of the day.
Did you find that, beneficial, help you learn like time management skills? Because come college, you're gonna have to learn how to, time management.
Yeah, I feel like that was the best because like my sisters came home and they were talking to me about college and they're like, this is so useful, like to plan your whole day out, like what you need to study, your homework, notes and everything.
Yeah, I started. It's almost been a year since I started doing these interviews, and I agree that it was, schools that did it that way. So it's going to be beneficial to you kids when you get to college, with time management, especially if you're planning on playing soccer, at the next level. You definitely don't have to learn time management between schoolwork and soccer practice and games. Talking about soccer, how old were you when you started playing?
I was three, like
That's
right.
That seems like the common age for soccer, 3 years
Like
old.
when you can join like the rec program, that was when I started playing.
Now, did you start in Brick? Is that
Yeah,
you?
BTSA.
Okay. Now, Brick's always had a pretty good rec and travel program when it comes to soccer. I know it's a lot different from when I used to coach, with all these academy and club teams, but Brick's always been a strong town come soccer.
Yeah.
Do you remember who your first coach was?
It was my dad.
Your dad. Okay. Now I know you have, how many siblings do you have?
I have four, a brother and three sisters.
Are you the youngest in the middle?
Child number four.
Oh, so you're the youngest. Do you get spoiled being the youngest?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Do they all play soccer?
They did. My brother and my one sister, Angel, don't play anymore. But I think Angel's starting a club team now in the summer. And she's out at Ohio State. And then Lindsay plays for Rutgers Camden. And then my little sister still plays. She's a freshman now in high school.
Oh, yeah. She's a freshman. Was she on the varsity this year?
She was a varsity swing, mostly JV, but she came up at the end of the season.
I know the issue was difficult because coaches tried to keep, especially larger schools, the JV separate just in case there was a COVID issue
Yeah,
with the
that's why he didn't bring anyone up.
Are you and your siblings very competitive when it comes to soccer?
Yes, we
Okay.
are.
That has to be some fun times out at the park or in the backyard. I like to ask, what have your parents meant to you in your development?
Dad was my coach till age 12. And my mom was always the manager to make sure everything went smoothly. And now she's like the high school soccer manager. So like everything's so like organized, fun. It's like the best. We heard like from other people when we say like the things we do, all the other sports are like jealous of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll get into Brick Memorial and the tradition, that Coach Caruso has set, at Brick Memorial through the years. Now, did you play any other sports growing up?
I did basketball, gymnastics, and I cheered for a year.
Oh, cheer. Something you never hear a soccer player say.
Yeah, I know.
How old were you when you cheered?
I was in sixth grade, so like 11, 12.
Okay. And you played basketball for a while?
Fourth grade to freshman year.
Okay. And what made you pick that, you know, soccer was your sport?
It was probably the sport that I was best at. And I played the longest. I can't, like, imagine life without soccer. Mm-hmm. It's like my weekends.
Yeah, I know that feeling, so you're honest. I like to ask, you know, players is who, you know, could be family member, professional athlete, who's a role model you looked up to, you know, growing up?
My siblings, definitely, because I always wanted to be like them. Like, I was at the field at all their games, like, always, and I was like, I wanted to be like Lindsay, I want to be like Angel, I want to be like Thomas. And like me and my little sister would just run around, like just like admiring them.
Now, if you ever had like questions, you know, about certain things in a game, would you go to your sisters and your brother, ask advice, or?
Them are my dad.
And they're, you know, they're not like, oh, leave me alone. They're willing to help.
Yeah, always. Okay. They're so helpful.
And are you the same way with your younger sister?
yeah, kind of, but like we play like different positions kind of, so it's like difficult, but me and my oldest sister and Angel had like more of the same like mindset, but my little sister's like a little mix of all of us, so it was always like help her because she doesn't want to hear things.
That's how usually the youngest is.
Yeah.
Now you brought up you started in Brick. Your dad was your coach until you were 12, right? You said around 12. Yeah. Is that when you moved to Boca, right? You said Boca?
No, I took a year off from soccer and then I went to Wildcats, who now merged with PSA. So I was on PSA for a year and then I came to Boca.
Is this the famous Wildcats team with Olivia Carney? And,
yeah, I went on that team after she left.
Okay.
Like all those players left and went to Cedar Stars, I think. And then I played on the 03 Wildcats team. So I played with the older kids.
Okay. Yeah. I interviewed a bunch, not even realizing, you know, Olivia, Ava from Freehold.
Yeah. Abby, I think you did Caitlin Decker.
Did Caitlin? From RBR.
Yeah. I played with her on Wildcats.
Okay. Yeah. They're. To definitely that program produced a lot of good players.
It did. So. It was a team ever. I love
the
team.
Who was your coach for the Wildcats?
Tommy Boykin and Noel Bacone.
Okay. And who is your current coach again? Sorry, I know I asked.
Guy Lockwood and Sal Colino.
Okay. Who are your a couple teammates that you currently play with on your club team?
Well, Danny Marat, she plays at Brick Memorial also, but she goes to Maids. And then Kate Braun from Matter Day.
Okay.
I don't know if you know her. Yeah, and then it's mostly like Southern and Central girls.
Okay. It's so different from when I used to coach. You know, you play with girls from all over the state pretty much. And, you know, back when I coached and, you know, it was basically your town and sometimes you'll get a player from the very neighboring town and that was about as far.
Yeah.
But now, you know, and that's another thing scattered. I give parents credit for it. You know, they're willing to drive everywhere to get their kids, you know, to get them, you know, on the team that's the right fit for them. Moving on, you know, to high school, what goals did you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve over your whole career at Brick Memorial?
Well, coming into freshman year, I was unsure if I was going to, like, even make varsity or play. So that was my biggest goal. Mm-hmm. And then it was to make, like, an impact because we needed some, like, improvement, especially, like, after my freshman year when the whole senior class left. I had to, like, step up as, like, such a young, like, sophomore. And I just wanted to, like, lead the team and, like, make it a positive environment, like, even in the worst times.
Yeah, your sophomore year, it was definitely, you know, very young team. Yeah. When me and Coach Caruso did the preseason interview, you know, I think, you know, almost everyone came back, you know, for this season. When you were a freshman, if you had, like, questions or issues or, you know, were any upperclassmen you were able to go to?
My sister was a senior, and all of her friends that were also seniors played for my dad. So, like, I've known them my whole life. So, it was just so easy coming in freshman year.
Yeah, that definitely has to be a plus, you know, because I know, you know, freshman year, if you don't know anybody, you know, it could be nerve-wracking, especially, you know, if you're going to be on the varsity team. So that's good that, you know, you had, you know, somebody in your own house that was on the team, and then you're familiar with all their friends, too, that play soccer. So that had to make it a lot easier for you adjusting to high school soccer. So what accomplishments did you have your freshman year? You know, obviously making varsity is a big accomplishment.
I became a starter in the center mid, and I thought that was, like, huge because it's such a big position. And then I had the goal against Wall in the short conference tournament, and I think that was, like, my first goal of that season, so it was, like, big for me because, like, my sister came over and, like, all her friends, so I was, like, so happy about it.
And, you know, Wall's always a tough team, so that's a pretty good team to get your first, first goal again. And, you know, just even, you know, getting into the starting lineup as a freshman is a big, big accomplishment. Now, moving to your sophomore year, you know, we already touched on you had a young squad. Was it, you know, I think two wins you had sophomore year. But, you know, like you said, you graduated a big senior class the year before. Do you think having such a young team as sophomores, you know, helped you this season? Because, you know, we saw a good improvement in the record. And you think, is it going to help you even, you know, for, you know, your girls' senior seasons?
I think it will, because we were so close last year, like, from, well, so my sophomore year, from everything, like, that we went through, like, it was such a hard season. And everyone was so close. So when we came back this year and had to deal with everything with COVID, where we couldn't really be around each other, we were so close, like, outside of soccer that, like, it didn't ruin the chemistry on the field.
That's great. I lost my train of thought. Oh, playing in the division, you know, that's what probably that might be the toughest division in the shore, you know, and, you know, all the schools are pretty close together. Ocean County, you know, in the rivalry with Toms River, you know, Brick Township, you know, Jackson Memorial. I think that just makes, you know, gets you better for the future too when you're playing these tough teams. So, yeah. So I think next year, senior year, you know, see good things out of Brook Memorial. I want to talk. Let's talk a little bit about last season. Did you think the season was going to happen?
Yes, I did. I had no doubt.
Soccer players are a lot more confident than the basketball players. I mean, I can understand why, you know, soccer's outside. But I did get a few soccer players throughout the fall and, you know, when I started doing the interviews when the season started that, you know, they were 50-50. How did you find, you know how they rolled out the phases? And yeah. I know Coach Caruso was pretty funny when I interviewed him about in preseason. How did you find the phases, like that 2-week gap where you had to stop when school started and then 2 weeks you start, you know, practice and then you're playing a game at the end of the week?
I felt like those 2 weeks my team was so like motivated to come out with like a bang that we did our own workouts on our own and everyone was like posting, and then we created an Instagram. So like we all like took pictures and uploaded it, which I think like kind of helped like get us through those 2 weeks because we all just wanted to get on the field and play because it's been so long.
Yeah. And I know, you know, Coach Caruso made a funny comment about that first day where you could actually go live and scrimmage each other. And he said he was tired of looking at drills. He was tired of watching your girls do, you know, conditioning. And he said, I'm sure they're tired of me yelling at them to do these touch drills. They want to get on the field and actually, you know, play against each other. So that had to be a good feeling and probably a good sign that, hey, this is actually going to happen. You know, we're playing against each other in practice now and, you know, season. Was Danny like, did you ever have to, like, in the back of your head, like, oh, I hope the game's not canceled this week. Did Brick have any? I don't think they had any hiccups with the schedule, right? So that's a plus. But was that, like, in your back of your head at all? Like, I hope, but no?
No, not at all.
That's good, because a lot of people, like, you know, you didn't know whether you were going to get a call an hour before the game.
Yeah.
But because honestly, you can't control it, you know, so it's, you know, attitude to have, you know, this, you know, last season and, you know, you're one of the schools that you were lucky enough to, you know, complete the season. I want to now postseason, you guys were eliminated by Toms River North.
Yeah. Right?
But I mean, 2-0, you know, Toms River North to me, you know, they were 1-2 to me in the state, them at home. I mean, in the shore, they were a pretty complete team from top, you know, all over the field. And obviously everybody knows how good Cammy is in net. How'd you feel, you know, coming out of that game? Do you think, you know, that was a good, you know, even though you lost, do you think your team played well enough where you could carry that momentum to your senior year?
Definitely. Like, Toms River North is probably one of the best teams we probably faced. Mm-hmm. And we always kept it like a close game, like 1-0. I think it was 1-0, 2-0, and then 2-0 again, which I think is good. But the second we were down 1-0, we just pushed people up. Like, I would come out the back. So, like, if you really think about it, like, we kind of held them.
Yeah. And that playoff game was horrible weather, because I was going to go to that game and I went outside and I said, no way am I sitting outside in this cold weather.
It was pretty cold.
So I was getting updates from somebody from Brook Memorial was giving me updates. And then, Toms River North, I know a couple parents. So I was getting updates. But, yeah, I literally walked outside, get ready to go to the field, and I said, I am not sitting outside for this game. So I guess that is probably the one negative thing about the season being pushed back to start date was, you know, it got playing a little more cold weather. So moving to your senior year, what are goals you have set for your senior year, you know, whether individual or team goals?
I just want, like, us as a team to improve from last season, since we keep improving every year. Hopefully make a little run in the States tournament. So that would be good.
I mean, this is, you know, you've been building, you know, since your sophomore year with this group of girls, and the freshman play, you know, you had quite a bit of freshman play this past season. And, you know, you got Olivia was injured your sophomore year, right? Was it your sophomore year?
Sophomore year, she didn't play because of the DA.
Okay. How did you have to make that decision with DA at all? You know, the Development Academy?
No.
Okay. For people with basketball, people that listen, you know, DA's Development Academy, and if you played that, you know, if your club team was in DA, you were not allowed to play high school soccer. I got basketball people that listen to this, and the first time somebody brought up DA, I got text messages, what is DA? So so I get told I should explain it when but yeah, you know, same thing with the boys aren't allowed to play. I mean, luckily the girls pretty much are allowed to play now, and the boys still can't play. So that's what do you think you would have done if you had to make that decision? I like to ask.
Play high school.
What?
I would rather play high school. It's like with your friends.
Yeah, everyone, every player, I think maybe just one said she would have stuck with the DA, but every other player wanted to play. It's like, I want, you know, play with the kids I grew up with, you know, and it's not. And one player, I think it was Megan from Middletown South that I interviewed last week, she said, there's nothing like, you know, your hometown fans in the stand, you know, big state game or big, you know, Brick Memorial versus Brick Township. There's another, you know, bigger than, you know, that rivalry. I like asking players from Brick and Toms River this. Do you think it's unfair that there's two schools? And now I've been saying this since I was in high school, that how good Brick would be if there was only one, you know, high school soccer team.
I feel like it would, like, help us in a way as in sports program, but the rivalry, like, kind of feeds you. Yeah. It gets you pumped.
Yeah, that's a fun rivalry. Now, Toms River, you know, even though that you got the three schools in Donovan Catholic, does Brick, like, do you support your opposite school when you're not playing? No?
No.
Because, you know, when I go to the Toms, like, if I'm at Toms River North, there's always Toms River South, Toms River East cheering them on. So, no, not for Brick. That doesn't fly for Brick. Okay, that's fine. I like that answer. I like, you know, since you're going to be a senior, you know, senior, you know, leader of the team, what are some things you're hoping to pass down to the underclassmen next season?
for them to realize how fast high school goes by, because I was like a freshman the other day and now I'm like looking at colleges and it's just so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, high school definitely, it keeps going fast even after high school. But that, you know, I think, you know, I ask that question every, you know, almost every time now, and I think you're the first person to say that, and that's good that you appreciate, you know, the time, and, you know, hopefully you open the eyes of, you know, the freshman, you know, enjoy this time, because it only gets harder after high school. Are you up for some rapid fire questions?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
The Fault in Our Stars.
I have no idea what that is. Who's in that movie?
I have no clue what it's about. I'm not good with actors and actresses and stuff.
What's it about?
These two like people fall in love, but they have like a really rare disease where they can't be like it's actually really good because it's like, I don't know. I just find like everything about like doctor stuff interesting, even though that's like nothing what I want to do in life.
What's it called again?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Okay. What's your favorite TV show?
The Good Doctor.
Good Doctor. Okay. Favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. That was mine in high school, and then in college I liked writing. So I scored 780 on my math SATs. I was really good at math in high school, and then in college I started hating math and I became a journalist. Favorite food?
Sushi.
Okay. What favorite song, or if you don't have a favorite song, favorite like group or genre?
Any song by Russ.
Who?
Russ. It's like rap, but it's like not as like, it's not in the category with the other rap you're thinking of. It's more like mellow.
Okay. Never heard of him. What's your favorite number?
9.
9. And last one. What is something you enjoy doing when you're not playing soccer?
Learning.
Running?
Learning.
Learning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you read a lot of books?
I do.
Yeah, I used to. I need to get back into it. What type of books do you like to read?
Any.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
The Glass Castle.
The Glass Castle. Is that based off the TV show on Hulu? Is there a TV show?
I don't know, but it's about like making the best out of the worst. No,
definitely not.
So.
Okay. Before we wrap up, you know, talk future, what are some things you brought up, you know, the stress of, you know, finishing school, looking at colleges. What are some things you're looking at when you're looking at colleges?
I don't care about size. I just want a good education program. And then if I'm playing soccer, it's still up in the air, but probably going to.
Okay.
But who knows?
So what's your major going to be?
I want to become a math teacher or special education. So anything.
Okay. That's good, you know, you got, you know, especially at a young age, you know, knowing what you want to do, because, you know, I know I say this almost every interview, but, you know, when I was in school or even college, people changed their major 3 or 4 times. So
yeah.
That's good. What made you want to get into, you know, teaching?
I just always wanted to be a teacher. I always help people in school. I was always like a tutor. So like, I just enjoy like when like that clicks in other people's mind was when they get it. So I just want to carry that out.
You gave me another question for rapid fire. Do you have a favorite teacher? Do you remember, like, in all your you know, school?
Yeah, Miss Glassstein. She was my geometry teacher.
Okay, very good. So last question, you know, since you answered what you wanted to do after, would you ever think about getting into coaching?
Yeah, actually, I was like thinking about that, like starting at a young age.
Maybe take over for Coach Caruso if he ever decides to hang it up.
Yeah.
You know, he's been there since I was in high school, and he's had a good run there, you know.
Yeah,
20
something years, maybe
30.
20.
I think at least 98. So yeah. I don't know what year he started, but I know I graduated in 98 and he was already at Brooke Memorial. And he had to be before that because 96, he had the national ranked team. Team was ranked nationally. So how, I'll ask this before I ask the last question. What has he taught you, you know, through the years, or how has he helped you game, or, you know, not even just the soccer game, just, you know, helped you in general?
He just, like, we kind of, like, bounce off each other with ideas. Like, we have, like, a weird relationship, but honestly, like, he just lets me do, like, whatever I want. And, like, I feel like that really works because he'll listen to me, and all the players will come to me with, like, issues, like, that they have. So I feel like that kind of helps our team run, like, smoothly, because I'll always be the voice of the team and, like, very straightforward with him. He's very straightforward with me, even though, like, we bounce heads sometimes. Like, it's a pretty good relationship. And I feel like having, like, a captain, like, because I was a captain last year, and a coach, like, relationship where I was close with all the coaches and able to, like, discuss stuff with them, I feel like that helped us. So.
And that also tells, you know, how good of a program he runs, where, you know, the players know to go to the captain, and then, you know, you go to the coach instead of just, you know, having, you know, random people go to the coach. Quick story. 2 years ago, I was at a soccer game, and a girl, you know, there was a penalty on a girl. She started arguing with the ref, and the ref, probably the best ref I've ever seen in soccer. And he said to her, get your captain. You know, like, he wasn't going to explain it to a freshman soccer player. Like, you get your captain. And you know, the captain went up. The captain really didn't want to go up because she thought it was a penalty. You know, she actually, I think, agreed with what the ref, you know, no call, or I forget what it was. But I like that, you know, and I think that's the way it should go. You know, if players have issues with the coach, you know, first go to the captain, get their captain's opinion first. And so, you know, and that's good that the girls look up to you, you know, the underclassmen look up to you for that. All right, last question. What advice would you give your younger self?
Live in the moment.
Okay.
And not worry about the future.
I mean, that's pretty good advice, especially with everything that's been going on, you know, the past year. I think, you know, you're the second person that actually said that, you know, answering that question. And especially with everything going on, because you never know when, you know, everything's going to be taken away, or we're going to be locked up in houses or something like that. So that's good advice. So, Izzy, thank you for joining me today. It was a fun interview. No problem. So you have a tournament this weekend?
Yeah, I'm playing up with the O2s at Boca. So I'm playing Friday and Saturday.
Where's that at?
At Tuckahoe.
Okay, down there at the farm. I gotta make a trip down there for one of those events, because, you know, I just can't get enough soccer. Yeah, I've never see that. Somebody during the summer told me they were playing down there, and I didn't know what they were like. I knew where the place was, because when I coached that didn't exist. But they have a lot of events down there, don't they?
Yeah, all like EDP.
Yeah, EDP, right? Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I wish you luck, and then, you know, I'll definitely see, you know, Brooklyn World next year on the soccer field. So, and hopefully, you know, we get a little bit of a state run out of Brooklyn Memorial.
We will. Just wait.
I love the confidence, too.
Thank you.
All right, Izzy, have a good day. Thank you.
You too.